We are on Kuf Dalet on the days. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines at the bottom. We're going to do the Gemara again. Eva Shalem HaMelech. I'm going to do the Marab Big Shuwait Limnus Echo. They wanted to count someone else. Boz the Mukhtiukne Shalavim, his father's appearance came in front of them. Likeness of his father came in the Shtat Chalufayim and threw themselves in front of them. They didn't care. Rashi. He should not be counted. And the Mepharshim say, Eish is a remnant to Tzchus HaTorah. Eish came in Hashemayim. V'lichcha Eish b'siv Tzivareyim. And it licked their benches. V'lishgich Allah, and they didn't care. That's about to go. V'amalim chazis, did you see? Ishmar b'mlachtai. A person who was very zareh, diligent in his work. And his name Elohim Yisyatev, he will stand in front of the kings by Yisyatev from Chachukim, will not stand in front of the dark ones in Gehenna. He shehigdim beisi lebeisai. He built my house before he built his house. Loyaido shebeisi bana b'shevashanim, built my house in 7 years. Beisi bana b'shlesh esvishana, in his house he built in 13 years. His name Elohim Yisyatev by Yisyatev from Chachukim. He will stand in front of kings, he will not stand in front of the dark ones. V'loyishgicho Allah. Rashi. Not in front of the dark ones. That's Sabasco. Sabasco came out and said, "Vamra, hameimcha yishamena. Are you in charge of paying reward? Ki maasta, that you decide who is disgusting. Ki ata sifchar, do you choose v'lo yani?" Therefore, they pulled away. Zatrashi, hameimcha yishamena v'chi eichem. Are you the ones that pay punishment to a person? That you're feeding shleima disgustingly? To say that he has no chelik in olam haba. Is the choice dependent on you? Who has a chelik who doesn't? It depends on me. That's the Gemara by Tadarsh.
No. 7 years and 13 years. That means
that means he built.
Means more.
No, no. It means he didn't rush it as much. Darshei Rishumos Hayayimrim. Those who darshim sukim used to say, "Kulam ba and lechay lelam abba." All those that we mentioned, "Ein lechay lelam abba," ultimately come to lelam abba. Now, whether it's a disagreement with our Mishnah or it's to say that they didn't have a chelik in olam haba and that received the chelik in olam haba was a slower process, I don't know. Rashi darshei Rishuma is darshei psukim with the chsiv. That's a Russian b'ksav emes which was marked in a truthful ksav. Hayayimim shelakulam yeshtam chelik afilu l'menashev yiravim l'achav even menashe yiravim achav. And the darshei from the pasuk shenemar li gilad v'li menashe. To me is gilad and to me is menashe is a krashi. It's incumbent upon me to tolerate their sins. Ephraim was Rashi. Ephraim is the strength of my head. Yehuda Mechaikiki. Yehuda is my judges. How does what does he translate Mechaikiki?
Lawgiver.
Gilad Menashe. Gilad. I'm sorry. Mayav Sirachzi. Mayav is the pot where I wash myself. Okay. Al Edan Mashlich Nali. I throw my shoes. On Edom, I like freshest Hisra'i, and Abam pushed him. Hisra'i means
make overtures of friendship.
Overtures of friendship. Okay. Li Gilad, the Achav. Li Gilad is going on Achav. Shenafu Barama is Gilad. So the pasuk is saying Li Gilad. Hashem says it's a incumbent upon me to tolerate Achav's sins that he should get into Olam Haba. Menashe Kimashmoi. Li Menashe is very simple. Menashe Kimashmoi is a drashi Menashe Mechizkiyah. Ephraim, Moz Rashi. Ephraim is the strength of my head. Zeyiravim, that refers to Yeravim. The Kaasim Ephraim, it comes from Ephraim. Yehuda Mechagiki, the Achitayful, the Kaasim Yehuda. That's Achitayful that comes from Yehuda. Zakrashi, the Kamal David. Like David said, "Vata Enish Kerki, you are a man of my stature. Alufi and Yedoi, my leader and my friend, Sheikar Lachutayvim Yudoi, Kravite, the Lushan of my relative, Shaymi Shevet Yehuda Kedavid. We had that earlier that he wanted to be Melech. Mayav Sirachzi, Ze Gechazi. Refers to Gechazi, Shalokal Iskir Rechitza. He got punished, Al Iskir Rechitza. Now, Mayav Sirachzi, Zakrashi, David the Kaasi Mi Mayav. It's he went away based on bathing. Al iskei rechitza, he became a mitzayra al iskei rechitza. I'm not 100% sure what that refers to. Does he say in the bottom what it means al iskei rechitza? Also, how does David fit into this? Mayav is David, the kaasi mimayav, and sirachti is going on.
Is it a general king to bathe?
Oh, that's right. The general came to bathe the yard. Thanks for reminding me. Yes, Naaman came to bathe. What is David doing here? Does he mention what David is doing here? Mayav Sirachzi David the Kaasi Mimayav. Unless that's going back to Yehuda Mechagiki. Mayav. Yehuda as Mechagiki was related to Mayav, to David who came from Mayav. Does he say anything what David is doing here?
Yes, the word Mayav seems to be out of place here.
It has no connection to Gehazi. So it has to go back to Achitayfo. Right, okay. That refers to Dayagadaimi. He was from Edaim. So Hashem said, I will throw my shoes of Trashi. Rashi learns Nali is a lotion of lock. I will lock them into Gan Eden or close them into Gan Eden. I should make overtures of friendship. What does that mean? If David, who's the one that killed Goliath, and he's the one that gave your children the country of Gath, the second time we see a reference when we talk about the mile of David is that he gave them Gath. Earlier, when we had a taina on the Aseres Hashvatim, a complaint that they didn't want Malchus Beis David. The pasuk says the one that gave you Gath. Seems one of David's great accomplishments is giving Klal Yisrael the land of Gath. Ma ata isolai, he's going to come and complain and say that Dayan Achitayfu made his life miserable. Dayan Achitayfu ruined his life. They whatever they could do against him, they did against him. He doesn't want them in Olam Haba. Why should they get Olam Haba? He's going to come and say, a life like that in Olam Haba they get? What are you going to answer him? It'll be incumbent upon me to make overtures that they should become friends again. And the Mepharshim speak out, the Dayan Achitayfu have two problems. Is the Ben Adam Lamakum and the Ben Adam Lachaveirai. The Ben Adam Lamakum, the Rabban Hashem says, I'll handle. So the Malakum saying, what happens to the Ben Adam Lachaveirai? So the Rabban Hashem says, it's going to be my job to get David to be Meichuvam to the point that they can go into Gan Eden. Rashi, if you have a David, Shehargis, Aplish, to be Yitzhak Lufanecha, Ashato, he's nice and chelik, the Dayag, the Chitaypu, the Ilam Haba. He's going to be upset that you are giving them Ilam Haba, for they had done miserable things against him. What will you do to appease him? Shame are you saying it, I say. Amalahem, Elijah, Lephaisim, Elasaisim, Reyim, Bahuvim, Telazad. It is my job to make them love each other. Vainu Israel, Elosha Reyes, Elosha, and a friendship. Yes.
I mean, this is a little hard to understand. Then the head of Zelokasa, right? Is that like, since they're in Olam Haba, I'm losing some Olam Haba? I mean, Hashem, you're in control. You have a reason why you're doing it. It's like, that's not hurting David's Olam Haba. You know, it's not like he's getting affected by it.
It could be that he was affected by it, that his life was a much more difficult one, and therefore his ability to do things was affected by their hatred, number one. Number two is, there's a certain sense of, they sinned against me. They need to, how do they get Olam Haba? They need mechila. Just can't hurt somebody and make believe it didn't happen.
So what's David saying? What's he saying now? That what's he gaining? He can't do anything now. What's he saying to Tzadik Kushbar? Kushbar said, "Don't worry, I have to bring him here to the Yishuv." He meant like, don't let him come because
they sinned against me. They hated me. They made my life miserable. Why are they getting reward? You know, it's a certain question of schar v'einish here. The Torah says he has to be meichel them. So the Rebbeinu Shem said, that's my job, to get him to be meichel them.
Does he have any choice but to meichel them?
I have no idea. This is talking about, I don't know if it happened, it will happen, I have no idea. Some before I should learn is going to go on Vasa Lovai. Some before I should learn, it's hard for me to answer, it's, you know, beyond my realm.
I'll ask anyway.
You can ask it anyway, but I can
broke. Is it second chances?
Again, I don't understand how these people were Zaychel Eilam Abba. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I tolerate their sin, whatever that means. Someone will learn it happens to Kilgul. Someone will learn it happens different ways. I don't know. Whatever way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates all their sins. David HaMelech will be Michael them as well. Now, again, the Mekubalim are very big into saying that ultimately every Neshama makes it. Just some take longer than others. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Maybe the idea is that if we're going to let them in Olam Haba, what Devin's worried about is other people may do the same. And then
again, it depends. I didn't answer that for a reason, because if it's going loss of love, then I don't know if that's Negei anymore. So that's why I didn't answer you. I said I don't know. That's the Gemara
Vayit. I mean, the note here says it's merely a dissenting opinion anyway.
Yeah, but the Kabbalim take the dissenting opinion as the opinion, Malaysa. They're the ones, the Kabbalim, I'm not saying everybody. The Kabbalim say this Gemara is their opinion, that everybody makes it ultimately.
Okay.
So the word, key word here is ultimately, whatever that means.
The suffering for ages.
We don't know, again.
It's like they're getting more than one.
Again, I'm refusing to speculate on this. Again, these opinions say they make it. How they make it? We mentioned earlier there's a shita that says that Kadosh Baruch Hu breaks their neshama up and sends them around in Gilgul. Right, so I don't know. That's the Gemara Vayter. Amar Madua Shaveva Amazeh Yushalayim Mishuva Nitzachas. Why did this nation? The way we darshan it, I don't know. Pashim Shat in the Gemara is why has this nation answered? A victorious answer. Is that the way he translates it?
That's the way he's going to translate it. Initially he says, rebellious with a persistent rebellion.
Oh, yeah. So because Shaivava can be rebellious, it can be answer. The Gemara here uses it for the word answer. I guess Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is, why are they rebellious on a consistent rebellion? And the Gemara is going to darshan it. The Klai Yisrael has answers that they feel are unanswerable, unrefutable answers. They feel every single one of the Pshatim of the Gemara, their answers will be refutable. But in their mind, they have unrefutable answers. That the Gemara Marav Tshuva Nitzachas Yeshiva Knesset Yisrael the Navi. Klal Yisrael gave the Navi an unrefutable answer, again, in their opinion. And there's going to be many different opinions of what it was.
How do you, if you really believe in
the
Navi,
they had a Taina. And they felt that their Taina was unrefutable. And the Navi answered it, and then they agreed. But at the point that they tied it, they said, this Taina, no way out of it.
The Navi says something's going to happen.
No, it's not any prophecy in the future. The Navi's giving them muster. The Navi's giving them muster, and they are saying an answer that they think. It happens all the time. We always think we're smarter than everybody else. Amar lam Navi Yisrael chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Amar aveseichem shechatu heichon hein. Your forefathers that died, where are they? I mean, look what happened to them. Amar lahem, so Klal Yisrael answered, u'neviyachem shaloichatu heichon hein. And your forefathers that in your, and I'm sorry, amar lahem u'neviyachem shaloichatu, and your prophets that didn't sin, where are they? Now, the way the Mepharshim explained it is, their question was, they thought the Navi was telling them, look, your fathers aren't around anymore. You know, life ends. Life ends. You better do tshuva. Life ends. So they say, life ends whether we do tshuva or we don't do tshuva. Life ends whether we sin or we don't sin. Meaning, they took it as an Olam Hazadika statement. You guys are indulging in Olam Hazah. What did it do for your forefathers? Are they still here to enjoy it? And the response was, and those who didn't enjoy it, are they still here? meaning nobody stays around, so what difference does it make what you do? And again, not seeing it as a statement of schar v'einish, but rather as a statement of living in Olam Hazeh. And the Navi's response is, you expect people to live forever? There's another world that comes afterwards. You're right, in this world, there is no difference. They live, they die, but the question is, what do people leave with? What are they taking along with them? Let me just finish. Amalahan, so he said to them, they take out the words Amalahan. Chazru v'haydu. So then when he explained it to them, right, because he said, Hanaviyam v'aylam yichyu. So they said they're not alive either, and his response was, do you expect them to stay alive forever? Olam Haza is a temporary world. I wasn't talking Olam Haza, I was talking Olam Haba. That's how the Mashal learns it. Chazru v'haydu, shenemar, achdivra, dvorai v'chukai, shetzivisius avodah anaviyam, the words in my laws that I said to avodah anaviyam. So what they thought was an unrefutable answer, because they looked at it from an Olam Hazeh perspective, was easily refutable by the Navi, who lives in an Olam Habadic life, and talks Olam Haba. That's how the Mashal explains it. Difficult, Haba Mina and Kha Yisrael, they kaifer in Olam Haba. They thought the Navi was telling them, what are you enjoying Olam Haza? Olam Haza is temporary. And they said, well, it's temporary anyway, whether you enjoy it or you don't enjoy it. And the answer was, yeah, but what you do here is going to make a difference in Olam Haba, and therefore there was a refutable response. It was a refutable answer. That's the way the Mashal learned it. Others learn that he said, your parents are, and you can't find their bodies. They were killed in horrendous ways. And Clarissa's answer was, everybody dies. And the answer was, yeah, but how do you die? Meaning, you die, there's one die on his bed, there's one die naturally, there's one die through being killed, there's different ways to die. So according to that shot in the Gemara, which is not the Mashal shot, I can't remember who says it, but it was an Olam Hazedic discussion, which him telling them, look what happened to your forefathers, and they say, everybody dies, and his answer is, of course everybody dies, but it's how you die that makes a difference. Again, I took the Mashal shot, I thought it was an easier shot. They were talking Olam Hazed, and he was answering them Olam Haba. Rashi. No Rashi, yes. Dr. Gemara writes, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says the unrefutable claim was as follows. Bo Asar Ibn Adam V'yashvu L'fanav, 10 people came and sat in front of Yefanav, I think it's Yecheskel. Amru Lahem, and they said, Asara, Amru Lahem, they said to them, Amr Lahan, he said to them, Chizru b'tshuva, do tshuva. Asara is a public, the Yid Yaakov says Asara is a public gathering, just a way of saying this was done publicly. Amr Lahan, they said to him, Evet Shemachle Rabbi, a servant that his master sold him, Isha Shagir Shabayla, or a woman that her husband divorced, Klim Yeshlo Zazaklum. Why should we do tshuva? He sent us into Galus, he divorced us, he sold us off, it's over. The relationship is over. It was a beautiful relationship while it lasted, but it's terminated. Now he can't tell us to do anything anymore. Our relationship is over. We have no right, we have no chiyuv to keep the Torah anymore. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Navi, Lech Amar Lohem. Go tell them. Eze Sefer Krisis Imchem. Where is the Sefer Krisis of your mother? Where is the divorce? Asher Shalachtiya, that I sent her away. I mimi noishai shemekharti eschem loy. Who of my debtors did I sell you to? Meaning, who did I sell you to? It wasn't a divorce, and it wasn't a sale. It was a severance of relationship temporarily based on your sins. So therefore, you were like you're sold, and it's like you're sent away. It says in the pasuk, David Avdi Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. David is called Avdi, and the Navi refers, I am sending Nebuchadnezzar my servant. So why should Nebuchadnezzar get the title, my servant? Because Galu v'yadur l'fnei bishamar v'haya aylam. So Rish Baruch Hu knew sh'asidim Yisrael leimerkach. He knew Klal Yisrael would say they were sold. V'fichu chigzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'karei avdai. He says, Nebuchadnezzar, my servant. Because evet shekana nechasim, evet l'mi nechasim l'mi. By classifying, by identifying Nebuchadnezzar as a servant, he's saying Nebuchadnezzar is an extension of what I want. It's still under my control. I gave you to Nebuchadnezzar, who's my servant. A servant, whatever a servant owes, goes to his master. It is not that I threw you away. I am giving you to my servant to keep. But it's my servant, so it's mine, and there has been no divorce, and there has been no sale. Rashi. This is the case. Abdi. The Mechanetzer does not share any similarities with David, and the Galut is doing the Mishum Ravai Eilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu knew. Shatid Mitzor Loimer Kvar Mecharnu Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechanetzer. Chai Yisrael will say we were sold to the Mechanetzer. We no longer belong to him. Fichachikdim Kadosh Baruch Hu Vekara Abdi the Mechanetzer Kadosh Baruch Hu Lam Tshuva to be able to give them an answer. Why doesn't? I don't know. I don't think it takes away from anything. No, this is still during Galus. He's telling him to do tshuva during Galus. You can't, if you divorce your, if one divorces their wife, they can't send their wife a message of how to behave. It's over. It's over. Don't tell someone you divorced to how to behave. It's over. Our relationship is over. We're free birds now. We're not related anymore. We were divorced.
The question is, she want to go back.
Again, but you can't be, you can't send them a message, do tshuva. Do tshuva, who are you to tell me to do anything? That's the answer.
Right.
Again, but so he was saying, why can't it be divorce and a remarriage?
Yeah.
The answer was, it's no divorce. That's exactly, you can't, one cannot send a divorced wife. So the guy sells his slave off to new master. He can't send the slave messages of how to behave. Not your slave anymore. It's over. What? No, absolutely not. Who said it was divorce? First of all, it has nothing to do with this Gemara. We have no first by speech, not first luchas. Second of all, why should that be divorce? In what way did they divorce? Who took charge of them? Where were they sent? They still had the Ananiah covenant, they still had the Mon, they still had... What divorce? Eved l'min l'chasim l'min k'leim and v'chanetzu abdihu. Kol ma'ashakon alihu is mine, v'adayin l'yatasim rishusi, and have not left my rishus yet. Zatuk Gemara v'aytev, ha'ayla ruchachem ha'ayloisiyah. This is the Navi continuing to talk to them with a message from Hashem. That which you're thinking about, what you think will happen, will never happen. That you say you want to become like the nations, like the families of the world, the sharet ace of Evan, to serve wood and stone. I swear Hashem says, if not with a strong hand, with an outstretched arm, and with poured out anger, meaning you are stuck. There's no way Klal Yisrael will ever be severed from the revenge of Lailam. Klal Yisrael is nitzchias, Klal Yisrael is eternal, it will never sever from the Rabbani Shlalem, whether you want it or whether you don't want it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will impose my kingdom over you anyway. Now, Rashi, now Rav Putner has an unbelievable question here. His question is, the word, the Gaon says, that the difference is in the words Melech and Moshel, is Melech is a king that's accepted willingly, and Moshel is one who imposes his rule. So Rav Putner's question is, if the Rabban Islam is telling Klal Yisrael, you have no choice, I will rule on you, even if it takes a Yad Chazaka and a Zrei and a Tuya and a Chay Meshvucha, so then, why is the word Emloich Aleichem? If it's Yad Chazaka, Zrei and a Tuya and Chay Meshvucha, then the correct word to you should be Emshel Aleichem, not Emloich Aleichem. Emloich means you accept me willingly. Emshel means I impose my rulership. Now, if the Rabban Islam has to do it by Yad Chazaka and a Zrei and a Tuya, right, the Graz Kilashem Hamlucha Umaicho Bagoyim. We accept him and he imposes his rule on the Goyim. That's the Graz. So Factor Vutner, according to the Graz, the correct verb here to use is Emshel, not Emloich. So Vutner says the following teres. He says, when we accepted Torah at Har Sinai, Nasa Venishma, and we accepted the Torah, we asked the Rabbeinu Shlalem to impose his kingdom upon us if necessary. Part of our acceptance was, we told the Rabbani Shlalem we accept the Torah, and if we ever stray, force us back into it. By our own request, we asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to impose his kingdom. If people ask someone to force them, that's not against their will. that is their will. They requested that relationship. So it becomes emlech aleichem, because we requested that that be the relationship. It was our request at Matan Torah, our acceptance of Matan Torah under all circumstances to keep the Torah, said to the Rabbi Nishleilim, if we're not up to it, impose it on us. So therefore, when he imposes it upon us, it's not against our will. That was our will, that he imposed it on us. And therefore, it's called Emlech Aleichem, not Emshel Aleichem.
How did you use me when you asked for that?
That's what he said. He said, included in the Nas of the Nishma was that we will listen and, if necessary, force us to do it. That's how he explains it. And therefore, if somebody says to somebody, listen, I don't know, I'm going to be taking this medication, I'm going to be doing all kinds of things, I might not be of coherent mind, and I might say things that I don't want to say, and I might want, just make me do this. So then you're doing it to carry out the guy's own will. So what we're saying here, the Rabbi Nishlam just says, that's not what you wanted. This wasn't the original deal. The original deal was you wanted me to impose my kingdom on me. Emlech aleichem. That's how Rav Huttner learns the pshat. I'm just saying over what I heard from Rav Huttner. Yes. I heard it on tape. I didn't hear it live.
You shouldn't be surprised to anyone. I believe many of the people here are married. At some point, as someone I know once said, in 50 years of marriage, I've never once thought of divorce. Murder, yes, but never divorce.
Okay, fine.
People think they can come back to it.
Amar Rav Nachman Kol Kai Ritzcha Lizkur Rachman Alon V'lu Fekinen. This is the kind of anger we would like Hashem to have in us and take us out of Golos. Meaning, yeah, Halvai, Emlech Aleichem, Halvai takes us back to Eretz Yisrael. You know, this is the kind of thing that we wouldn't mind, but let's get it done already. Let's get it over and done. Rashi, Kol Kai Ritzcha Meitzim V'yavol Leinu Zeakas, Halvai this anger should come to us B'Shechem Meshvukha Emlech Aleichem, She'igaleinu Balkacheinu V'yimlech Aleinu, He should redeem us and rule upon us. V'Yisru L'Mishpat, Pasuk says, the Yisrael Amishpat Elikav Yirenu. Literally, I think it means it will be punished in judgment and God will teach them. Am I translating it correctly?
Let's see, where are we at? Yisrael, let him chastise it, to compel it to do what is right. Let him chastise it to do what is right.
Okay, meaning basically, okay, similar idea. The Navi said, they said, we can't do tshuva. The Yitzhar is shaylat banu. We can't do tshuva. The Yitzhar is ruling us. Chastise your Yitzhar. Force your Yitzhar to do tshuva. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach us. Meaning, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away the Yitzhar. Now, this is the other pshat in tshuva nitzachas. Meaning they said, we can't beat the Yetzer Hara. Again, what they think is a tshuva nitzachas. People think they can't. They're not capable of overcoming their desires. That's their answer. Listen, the Rabbi Nishlam gave us the Yetzer Hara. We are victims of circumstance. We have no ability to overcome a Yetzer Hara. That's their unrefutable claim, which is refutable because it's not true. Because the Rabbi Islam does not place people in situations where they cannot overcome the Yetzer.
I can understand, there's a dialogue going, taking place over here. I can understand the words of, on one side being the words of the Navi, or taking words of the Navi and having his side of the dialogue. But what right does the Gemara have the words of the other side of Klal Yisrael? We don't have any representative of Klal Yisrael on the other side.
Try to figure out what you're asking me.
Who's speaking for Klal Yisrael over here? That's the side of the dialogue.
The Gemara is telling you the story that happened. You want to know how the Gemara knew the side of Klal Yisrael?
Who was representing?
It says 10 people got together and went to Yecheskel and said, "Don't tell us what to do anymore."
Is that a historical fact?
Well, it's clear in the Navi that there was a historical.
The Navi went to 10 to a representative of Klal Yisrael and had a dialogue with them.
It seems in the Navi Yecheskel, my knowledge in Yecheskel is a few limited.
Or Yeshayahu.
Again, in my knowledge of Navi is very limited, and I don't claim to know Navi. But if I know correctly, there is a dialogue. Yecheskel is responding to those who say the relationship is severed. It says they came to Yecheskel and they told him it's over. The Pasuk, I think, says it. I think this is what happens in Yecheskel Chaf. That's what I'm saying. The pasuk recounts this dialogue that happened, and then it came to and said, "It's over." You know, the Rebbeinu Shlom kicked us out of Eretz Yisrael, sent us into Galus. The deal is over. He divorced us. He sold us. We're now like every other nation in the world.
But this last piece was from Yeshaya.
What, Yisrael Amishpat?
Yes.
That's a different shot in the Gemara. It's the first. That's a new thing.
But
meaning,
that
that's a
also
new.
Was the dialogue?
That's the Navi telling us the tshuva nitzachas the Klal Yisrael had. This has nothing. This is not post Churban. This is Stam. When they gave him Musar, they said he said.
He said.
Right, it's learned out from the pasuk of the Kadosh Rebbe that somebody was saying, let the Rebbeinu Shlom do it. So we learn out from the pasuk that there was this claim. Now, who made this claim? How many people were involved in making this claim? I don't know.
What's Father John? I don't know. What you see is why that happened?
I'm saying that it was the Navi creating this diagram. This is the presumed answer of Klal Yisrael, rather than an actual event taking place.
It's not mashma that way in the Gemara.
What they would have said.
It's not mashma that way in the Gemara. Mashma in the Gemara that there was this kind of dialogue.
Even by Yeshaya.
Even by Yeshaya.
You need to play?
Yes.
What
he's trying to say is that the pasuk is reacting to a possible question, not that they actually ever they came and said that. I think they did. I think in the conversation with the Navi, they always try to rationalize their behavior. Yes. I think that their claim is that it's literally impossible, period.
We have our own...
We've been set up for failure.
Impossible.
That's what they're saying. It's wrong, but that's what they're saying. There are people that feel that way. You know, it's impossible for us to do it. It's a lost cause. That was their attitude. Fighting the HR is a lost cause. Can't do it. And the answer is, it's never a lost cause. Now, we'll grant that at a certain point in time, the Rebbeinu Shlom did remove the HR of Avodah Zarah based on the request of Klal Yisrael because of the difficulty in fighting it. So therefore, their claim, again, it wasn't a lost cause, as you pointed out, tefillah would have made the difference one way or another. But in their mind, why bother? We can't win anyway.
I'd also like to say, in response to my esteemed table major, that these responses are classic and they're real. The previous one about, you know, he divorced us, he doesn't have any claim on it. This is, for anyone who's been through unspeakable tragedies, this is exactly the argument. Even we're not even denying he exists. But if he can do this to me, I'm not interested in the relationship.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%
on that.
No, I can't do that.
I'm
just
a table beat.
Yes. Somebody has a question?
I think I heard something Rav Brett just said that was absolutely amazing. That in the time before the Churban Rishon, the Jews did everything they could to cut themselves off from tshuva. They accepted upon, they drank, they just totally refused to accept tshuva at all.
Well, this would fit right in. They said it's impossible. Why bother? This argument, I mean, going along with what Harvey said, this argument of it's impossible goes on all the time. We're always saying, we can't do it, it's too hard, it's too hard, it's too hard. Always, this is a constant argument. We live that way. I mean, some more, some less, but that argument is always there. It's, you know, it's impossible, it's impossible. The answer is, it's never impossible. Doesn't make it not difficult, but it's never impossible. Yes.
Not only does it go on all the time, it's really de rigueur. I mean,
who?
De rigueur.
Who is he?
It's mandatory. It's the whole point between the evolutionary concept is that I am made this way, just as a monkey acts the way the monkey or a dog acts the way the dog, so too the way that I am programmed by my genetics. I mean, for the people who believe the consciousness is it falls out of a neural network, that it automatically, this too. I mean, the
right. People who don't believe in that the Rabbeinu Shlomo gives us kayak to overcome the Yetzer Hara, definitely believe like animals act one way, humans act one way. It's just
right.
Instinctive.
Simply is a program.
Okay. But I don't think it's going that low. I think it's going, even those who say they have Bechira, say that the odds are stacked against them. I think that's what they're saying. They're saying not that we don't have Bechira. We have Bechira, but the odds are stacked against us. Today, for sure, that's the way
people are. I was born this way.
I always say that the whole concept of animal rights is not to give animal rights, it's to make humans into animals. If animals have rights, then I'm just a better animal, which means I can do whatever I want. Animals can do whatever they want, so I can do whatever I want, and they're equal to me. That's why I think the source of those people who want to give animals equal rights. But that's not the point here. The point here is that they're questioning the ability to be Kaikabatai. The answer is wrong. That's the Gemara about it. Abba Hajaitis Bilam Dayag Akitaipu Vegenchazi. Okay, now we move on to the four Hajaitis. Bilam Bilayam. Bilam stands, he had no nation. It means he didn't belong in any nation. What the significance of this is, I'm not sure. Rashi says, she'en lo chelik im am. Now, I don't know if it means he didn't have a chelik with Klal Yisrael. He never was a Yid, so I don't know why he should have a chelik with Klal Yisrael. I saw some, he was like a, he seemed to be a person on his own. What the significance of that is, I don't know. I'm sure Arsko must say something. I looked in the Mepharshim, I saw something, I didn't really understand it. They said something that if he belonged to a nation, then his behavior would have been limited by certain rules of that nation. Because he belonged to no nation, his actions were like uncontrolled and could do whatever he wanted, to the terrible thing of encouraging people's nus, which was totally unaccepted at that point, to have public nus. That had been totally unacceptable at that point. But because he didn't belong to any nation, he was under no control of any nation, that's why he could come to that. Again, that's the shot I saw. Again, I'm not...
He was the Nebi for the Umas Oilam.
Right. Right. Yes, Dr. Schwab.
I was thinking that when one talks about a nation, standing on one foot, that the nation is always related to the Tsar of that nation. The upgrade that goes to that nation goes through is in itself a constriction. And limits to someone, whereas the relationship of Bilam to Sparkle, like
right.
Moshe Rabbeinu, was upon him upon him.
Right. Well, he didn't have upon him upon him.
He had Nasa Klari Mahira.
Yeah, but he didn't have upon him upon him. He did not have the same thing. No.
Upon him upon him.
It's not necessarily true.
More than willing to change terms.
Okay. Devarachar Bilam Shabalam. Bilam means that he confused Klal Yisrael. The Rashi Shabubu Yisrael Batsasa Shahesi Lebolok, he ended up confusing Klal Yisrael, messing up Klal Yisrael with his Asa that he gave Bolok to the Bina Lamema Lekamon, like we're going to talk about later on. Bilbu Mem Chav Dawud, I love him, and 24,000 Jews died because of him. Ben Ba'er, Shabbat Al Ba'er, that he lived with his animal. Now, Pashup Shatan's Gemara seems to be saying it's going on Bilam, that Ben Ba'er is not telling him who his father was, but Ben Ba'er is telling you what he did. He was a man who committed bestiality. Rashi Ba'er B'Shabal Ba'er Shabal La'Soynai K'may Behema Zemaginim Ba'er. But then, in the next Gemara, the way Mepharshim learned, it switches to his father. Tana, who Ba'er, who Kushan Rishisayim, who Lavan Arami. Now, I'm going to read this Gemara, I'm going to say what the Yavid says, what seems to be the Mahalak and the Mepharshim. They say, the Gemara says, Ba'ar, who was Bilam's father, Rashi says, even though some people want to change the Gerson and say it's Bilam himself, but Rashi says, if they want to change the Gerson, Rashi, but let's say it's Bilam's father. He's Ba'ar. He's also known as Kushan Rishasayim, who in the days of the Shoftim came and overtook Klal Yisrael for a number of years. Who Lavan Arami? He's also Lavan Arami. Now the Yavid says that means he lived for over 500 years. That means we give this person life, Bilam's father, for over 500 years. Because Lavan Arami happens all the way before they went to Mitzrayim, and Kushan Rishasayim happens after they come into Eretz Yisrael a number of years, And then, therefore, the Reivet says it's a Gilgal. He says it's a Gilgal. That Rizal says, Ba'or was Lavan's son. And Ba'or, who Lavan Arami, who Kushan Rosh Hashayim, is saying they had the same Shirish Neshama, whatever that means. They came from the same kind of soul, and therefore the Gemara equates them, but they weren't physically the same person. So again, let me just read the Gemara. The Gemara makes it sound, we had this earlier, and there I didn't see that much discussion when we talked about Nevat being Sheva ben Bichri and Micha. I didn't see that major discussion over there about he lived that long. He did. They just accepted it as fact. Here there seems to be a little bit of a problem that we give Ba'ar the Sheikh its 500 years of life, and it bothers them. The Ivan says it's Gilgal, and others say, and Arizal says, that that Ba'ar was a son of Lavan, and Kushan Rosh Hashayim is his Gilgal. So again, there's different ways to look at it. Let me just read Rashi. Tanahu Ba'ar, Avim Shabilam Hayyuk Kushan Rosh Hashayim, who love an Arami. Yes, somebody had their hand up. Yes. Lavan Arami lived in Yaakov Avinu's days.
Right?
They went to Mitzrayim, they came out, they went to Eretz Yisrael, and Kushan Rosh Hashayim happened in the middle of the Shoftim days. They did not. That's the Kasha the Ivan says. You're giving this man 500 years of life. Therefore, the Ivan says it's a Gilgal. It's not the same physical person. It's Lavan, and his soul comes back. That's how. Exactly. That's how the Ivan's part. I'm sorry? Again, I said, I don't know why over here they're jumping on it. There are others that live long. I don't know. Yes, Abby.
In my story, we're busy with all the drushes that are wrong. Sends Eliezer to Suel and Lavan. Because they're pretty nice guys, they just have a stutter problem. But no, that's the drusha, right?
I bet you they're nice guys.
That they.
That's not what it said.
They have good. Their midos are pretty.
Their genetic. Good. Their genetic midos are good.
Their genetic midos are good, but their ideological.
No. It's okay.
Let me get the question.
I know exactly what you want
to
ask.
You always do that to me.
Fine.
They serve Avodah Zarah, but they midos. It's fine. Therefore, we can still select somebody like a Rivka from them.
Yes.
If that's the case, I'm not too happy with a Bilam coming or Lavan. So how do we select a Rivka from that type of? Looks like that Bilam and Lavan are not the best.
So the way I understand it is as follows. People can change their characteristics in both ways. It does not change their genetic characteristics. Meaning Lavan might have been born with good, positive genetic characteristics, but developed into a person with terrible genetic characteristics. He became a person who stole, he became a person who lied, he became a person that became totally self-centered, and was out to kill Yaakov Avinu and kill spirituality. That came about from his developed, what he did was Eliezer Eben Avraham turned himself into an unreal Baal Midas himself, but his genetic Midas were Arur. And therefore, the Kli Yakar says, and it's really a Drasha Saran, that Yitzchak could not marry his daughter. The genetic Midas in Avraham Avinu's family were good. What people did with them was what people did with them. People develop bad character traits. It can be acquired. Character traits are not unchangeable. They're easy to they're hard to change to make them good. They're easy to change to make them bad. People can learn how to steal. People can learn how to lie. People can learn how to be dishonest. People can learn a lot of things. They can acquire those traits. They can teach themselves to be haughty. Lavan did not get this at birth. He made himself into a Lavan. That's the way I understand it. Yes?
I was just going to go a little bit more frustrated, which is that the reason why there may be the explanations here, it would seem to me, is not as far as the relation between Lavan and Bilam. I think pretty much everyone says quite literally that they are one and the same person.
Some say no. Some say it's a grandson. Arizal says he's his grandson.
Well, and
there's a relationship. There's the relationship between the diphthong as well. But going to that another place, time, place. However, the problem is with being kushner of Shasayim. I have a plus which tells me specifically that Bilam was
killed
by the sword.
Yeah, but it doesn't say he's Bilam. It says he's Bar. It's not Bilam. It's Lavan Bar in Kushan Rish Yisayah. Didn't belong to a nation. All it says is he didn't belong to a nation.
He's the voice himself?
No. He just didn't belong to a nation. I know what I mean. I said, he wasn't controlled by any nation. That's all it
was. Okay, and another thing was the Samson breast. If Eliezer couldn't find a shudder for Yitzchak, his daughter would have married.
Well, it's not true. I mean, he said they'll go to Yishmael and Lavan, Yishmael and Eloy. That's what he told them. That's one of the changes, the many changes between the story and the story, is whether he'll go to Bnei Yisrael or Eshkol Mamre. Rashi says at the beginning, later on, he told them, I'm going to Yishmael and Eloy. So, whatever way you resolve that, you'll resolve it. That's the Gemara of Haitzer. Why is he called Kushan Rish Yisrael? I'm sorry. Who loved an Arami? Ba'ar Shabal Boyer. He lived with his animal. Kushan Rishi Sarim, David Shtei Rishi Yisrael. He hurt Klai Yisrael two times. V'mei Yaakov, Achaz V'mei Yaakov, Achaz V'mei Shvayt HaShayftim. Achaz V'mei Yaakov, Sherad V'akrav, V'bikir Shalak V'akrav, he wanted to kill everything. Achaz V'mei Shayftim, 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 Mashmai, Lavan Arami Shmai. He's Lavan Arami, who was alive, by the way, before Yaakov's time. He was there when Yitzchak, when Eliezer came. Right? He's there when Yitzchak is 40 years old. That's 360 years before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another 40 years, 400 years before the end of Eretz Yisrael. So, he must have known, if it's the same person, he's an old man. Sib Ben Ba'ar, one place it says Ben Ba'ar. Sib Benoy Ba'ar, it says in another pasuk, the Bilam Benoy Ba'ar. B'nai Ba'ar seems to say that Bilam's son was Ba'ar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abba B'nai Hu Levit B'Nevias. It was his father, but in Nevias, Bilam was higher than his father. Rashi B'nai Ba'ar, Mashma Ba'ar B'nai Shal Bilam Haya. B'nai Hu Levilam B'Nevias, Shabilam Gadlam Abba B'nai B'Nevias, he was greater than his father in prophecy. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to get involved in a rather, I guess some people would consider it a controversial issue, and that is, do Gayim have a Chelik in Elam Haba? If Gaim don't have a chelik in Elam Haba, why are we talking about Bilam? No guy has a chelik in Elam Haba. So why are we talking about Bilam not getting a chelik in Elam Haba? The inference from this Mishnah is, Bilam doesn't have a chelik in Elam Haba, but Gaim do. Correct the Gemara. Bilam udlayasi la'am udasi, it's not a question, it's a statement. Hashar Gaim achrini asi. From this Gemara you can prove that other Gaim do make it Elam Haba. Masnissamani, who is the Mishnah like? Rabbi Shuahi. Tanya, we learned of Eliezer, I'm a Yeshuvu, Rishoyim, Lishoyla. The Pasuk says, Rishoyim should go back to Gehenim, Kol Goyim, Shecheche, Elohim. All nations who forget God. Yeshuvu, Rishoyim, Lishoyla, Elu, Paishi, Yisrael. That refers to the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael. Kol Goyim, Shecheche, Elohim. Now here the Gersa has changed. Elu, Umais, Ha'elam. Before the censor, the Gersa in the Gemara said, Elu, Umais, Ha'elam. All nations who forget God, all nations are called forgetting God, they all go to Gehenna, no guy gets Eilam Haba. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Amalei Rabbi Shua b'chinemra b'chol goyim, does it say amongst all goyim? B'chinemra al-chol goyim shecheche lehim. Only those who forget God. Not all nations, all the nations who forget God. Hello. Yeshuva Rishayim L'Shayla Maninu Kol Goyim Shecheich Elihim. Only the Goyim who forget God go to Gehenna. Those who serve God do not go to Gehenna. So this is a Machlokes of Eliezer and Yeshua. And our Mishnah holds like a Yeshua. The Rambam paskens that a guy can get Eilam Haba if he becomes a Ger Taishav. And a Ger Taishav means he does the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that all Goyim should keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. If a guy keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach based on command of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then he can make Eilam Haba. That's what the Rambam paskens, which is like Rabbi Shua, that he's not called a Shecheche Elohim. Okay. But if he forgets the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, meaning if he does not keep Sheva Mitzvahs as a divine order, but rather he's squeamish about eating Eirim and Achai and his decency does not let him do other things, he will not get Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Rambam paskens, has to be because he accepts the divine command that Goyim keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach. Geir Tayshah just means he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. One who accepts those things is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, so he's called a Geir Tayshah.
Yeah, but a
person in America who accepts Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach as being divinely commanded, then he can make it into Olam Haba. And he has to keep Sheva Mitzvahs, which, by the way, is very, very difficult. Because the Goslin Pachas Mishavah Bruta, what?
Does that be commanded to Moshe? Or
the Rambam says that it came through Moshe and Sinai.
There's about 47 people in the whole world. But
perhaps, I think that would be an overstatement.
Right.
Yes.
So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the lack of opportunity of knowing does not give you entrance into Olam Haba. A guy who rose up in a rice caddy somewhere who never hears any of this thing and dies right there. His problem is his community's problem. But his community or his nation is not aware of it. He's not in.
Even going to Yeshua. This is even going to Yeshua. Yeah. Really, there's no kind of Olam Haba, period. According to Yeshua, only people who do this, according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam explains it, Yeshua, it's only people that are aware of the divine command that Sheva Mitzvahs to get Olam Haba.
What are we doing to help them?
I think there's a website.
What about those who call to see the Umus of Oilam?
What do you
say? Then I don't have Oilam.
I don't know.
I
knew this would be controversial. I was happy you gave him a 650. I don't know the answer to the question. You're asking a question. According to the Rambam, they don't get Oilam Haba. I mean, their purpose is not to make. Let me reword that. They weren't put into this world to earn Oilam Haba. If they're put into rice paddies in China and they're never exposed to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach, that means their creation wasn't that they should earn Olam Haba. That wasn't what they were put down here for.
It's not a punishment. That's the amount of love that you created in them. To be there. I mean,
it's not positive.
It's not negative either.
Well, they're not getting Gehenim. They're not getting Gehenim.
I know, but
this is a
related question of why is it that a squirrel doesn't get
old either? Again, there is a my level of human over a squirrel.
But I
understand. That's what I mean. This is not for here and now to spend all the time. But this is the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Kashi, Hashar Nachum Asu, with the Kashi Tanit and Masis and the Bilam Shay Nachri Bahadi Ajaitis. The Kamer Dein LeChelik, the Chal the Shar Noslim Yeshlam Chelik. Other Goyim have a Chelik. Now I will say this much. I want to say this. Honestly, I think in the maybe I'm wrong, but my assumption is that it's in the human capability, built into a human makeup, to search for truth, to recognize that there's a truth that they have to search for, and therefore to say a statement that it's impossible for the guy in the rice paddies to ever come to some kind of recognition of some sort is limiting. There is saying that I think built into human nature is an ability to search for truth and find truth. Now, Adarama, in a certain way, he might have a better chance at it than those people who are raised with falsehood, who are given false answers to their questions, to him who has no answers to his questions.
Avraham Avinu, because he could intuit it. He had the ability to intuit it in his rice paddy.
No, but that's because he wasn't. It's much easier for the guy today who has access to information.
I was using as an example. There are many who don't have access to that. If you're in Bangladesh, and even if you have a hookup,
That's not true. In Bangladesh, they read the Quran and they read the Bible and they do. That's not true. I mean, they are exposed to religious concepts.
90% of them in Bangladesh are illiterate. I mean, this is just a fact. I'm just using it as an example.
I understand what you're saying.
Because
your ability to develop in certain ways, everybody has, but your ability to develop in this specific way that's asked here, that this is what you need for your tick to get punched in, is still going to be extreme given. I'm sounding like a Peter Munger. Reality is reality. And I can see thoughts in the rice paddy.
I would like
but
to
it may not be
my
the
table
thought.
Made
over. I'll
yes.
I think we've gone beyond Peter to being evangelical. I think we're ignoring two important gemaras. One is in Yavamas on Samach Dalet that even the ships that go from Galat to Hispania go in reference to Klal Yisrael. We're also ignoring about Azor Daf Gimel where it says all the towers of Rome were simply built so that someone should get shaved. Everything, and this is not my own, that there are those who would say that Ein Shum Davar that does not get Olam Haba, but it does so in relationship to what it did for Klal Yisrael. The Mashmaos of that statement is even this person in the rice paddy or equatorial Africa or the Andes or whatever, there is that aspect of what their existence has done which relates to Klal Yisrael.
I don't know. I don't know. Beyond me, I will wave at this point.
That's straight up.